This is an interview in the Black Heritage in the Upper Piedmont project, taking place on July 21, 1990, at the home of the interviewee on Clayton Street in Central.
That's right.
The interviewer is W.J. Meganson, and your name is?
Ernest Watkins.
Okay, could I ask you, sir, a couple of things? You're from this area originally?
Yeah, this is my home here.
This building?
This building.
Is this where you were born?
This is where I was born.
Did you know about how you were born? Was there a midwife or a doctor in attendance?
A midwife.
Have any idea who that might have been?
My grandmother, Hannah Jameson.
Hannah Jameson. And could I ask you when you were born?
1915, November 22nd.
Have any idea, and your father's name was?
Ernest Watkins, Sr. I'm junior. Mm-hmm.
Do you have any idea who his folks were?
I can't go too much back in his family.
Mm-hmm. What about your mother's name?
You know more than his brothers and sisters. Mm-hmm. Would you like to know their name?
Yes, please.
Well, there's all right. Ed Watkins. Mm-hmm. John Watkins. Mm-hmm. Whit Watkins. And there's some more, but I can't think of that name.
Okay.
And two sisters.
They were?
There was more. It was Hattie, Eva, and Belle.
Said you were born here. Where had your father been from? Was he from?
He's from this area, too.
Right here. Mm-hmm. About how long has this house been in your family?
About, I say, at least 60 years. Mm-hmm.
And you know when your father was born?
Oh, about 1893, something like that. Mm-hmm.
As far back you know then, your folks came from right around this area.
As far as I know.
Do you have any idea how or why they took the name Watkins?
No, I don't. Mm-hmm.
This turns out to be far more difficult a story for most people to figure out.
No, I don't know that.
Okay, what was your mother's name?
Estella Watkins.
And her maiden name?
Jameson.
You say Hannah was her mother.
Mm-hmm.
What about your mother's father?
Jeff. Mm-hmm. Jeff Jameson.
Okay, now you were saying that one of your ancestors, you told me a few moments ago, is a Haywood. Who was that?
That was of Susie's father.
Okay, that was Harrison Haywood.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, how was he related to you?
Well, my father's mother and Harrison were sisters and brothers.
So Estelle Watkins, Estelle Jameson?
Mm-hmm. That's my mother.
That's your mother, and she was sister to...
No.
I'm getting it mixed up. Okay.
I'm talking about my father now.
Your father's mother
was Harrison's sister. Mm-hmm.
So your grandmother was a Haywood.
She was a Haywood.
Do you remember her name?
Susie.
She was a Susie also. Mm-hmm. And so she was... sister to Harrison Haywood. Mm-hmm. Haywoods and the Watkins are two names that go way back in this area.
They go way back. I know they had a little book out here, Central 9 then,
mm-hmm.
and they mentioned the Harrisons and the Haywoods because the old family around here.
Mm-hmm. Well, you said this is the old Watkins home place. Can you tell me where the Haywood home place was?
Right over here. It's not that far from here, about a mile from here.
Mm-hmm. Okay, maybe you can show me a little bit later on.
Mm-hmm.
Where it was located. You lived outside the town, so I assume that most of what your folks out here were doing was farming?
That's right. My father farmed as long as he was able.
About how many acres did he have?
Well, at the time, he had 48 acres. Mm-hmm. But he sold most of it, all of it, before when he got so he couldn't farm.
Do you remember when that was?
It's back in the 50s.
How many brothers and sisters did you have?
I have two sisters and one brother.
You want to give us their names, please?
Andale Mickens. Mm-hmm. M-I-C-K-I-N-S. Beatrice Patterson.
Mm-hmm.
And Robert Watkins. Rain's not gone yet?
No. Did you say you had two brothers?
One brother.
One brother, two sisters.
Just four of us.
I imagine you and your brothers and maybe your sisters had to do a fair amount of farm work when you were growing up.
Well, my brother and I, but my sister, they didn't have to do that much.
Mm-hmm. What types of things did you have to do? Everything out in the fields?
Oh, it was plowing, having to gather the crop and all that.
What was the major crop? Cotton?
Cotton.
Did you have cows?
Well, just for our own use, that's all.
Imagine with a family of, besides you also had a fair-sized garden and lots of...
Oh, yeah. Oh, we had a large garden.
Did your mother put up a lot of food for the year?
Oh, yeah.
Your sisters then, did they work primarily in the house with your mother?
Well, when they got old enough to go away to school, they was in school. And when they came out, they had jobs. Mm-hmm. So they never did do too much work around here.
They didn't have to do much in the house?
No. Wasn't the house work. They always did that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry?
House work. They always did that. But I mean, it's probably working out in the field or something like that. They never do too much of that.
But they would have done a fair amount with your mother then.
Oh, yeah.
With the cooking, cleaning.
Oh, yeah. Because my mother, she used to work out in the field and leave him in the house. Because she figured she could do more work out in the field than they could.
Sounds like she must have been a hard worker.
Oh, yeah.
What types of things would she be doing in the field?
Mostly is having together the crop.
Picking the cotton.
Picking the cotton, something mm-hmm. like that. That's most of it. Or either... We call it weeding. It's something like that. You know, chopping it out, grass out.
With a hoe?
Yeah.
Did she do any plowing or any of
no,
that kind of
heavy
work?
That. No.
When your father grew the cotton, where would he sell it?
To Mr. Gaines out here in Central.
Mm-hmm. And how'd you get it over there?
We'd take it out in the wagon mm-hmm. in the beginning, but later on they had trucks would come and pick it up, you know.
Did you or your father have any capacity to negotiate for the price?
No.
He set the price.
Oh, yeah, they set the price. It's kind of a standard price unless you may have a pretty good grade of cotton. Mm-hmm. You might get a little more.
Do you think he paid equitable prices, that he paid everybody with the same grade pretty much the same price, or did it depend on other things?
I don't know. I couldn't answer that question.
But he had pretty much the monopoly around.
Oh, yeah.
Where was this place located?
Out in Central.
I mean, where in the town? In the town?
In town, yeah.
And there's an old photo over at the Pickens County Library in Easley you might be interested in. It shows a bunch of people bringing their cotton wagons in and sitting there by the train station.
Yeah, they used to go leave out here early in the morning, try to get there as early as they could, you know. Mm-hmm. They'd be lying up waiting.
Well, you said he had a monopoly because he was the only buyer around. Did he also advance money earlier in the year for the seed or anything like that?
Oh, yeah, because he sold fertilizer, mm-hmm. feed and all that.
And was that on credit against
your
crop?
Yeah, uh-huh.
So he actually had a right to the crop?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, most of what you were growing, you said, was cotton. Did your family manage to have enough at the house of food, or did you have to go out and buy that?
Well, something, not too much. Most in those days, most people lived at home.
Mm-hmm.
They ate what they raised. They didn't have to buy too much from the store.
Did you produce enough meat and things like that?
Oh, yeah.
Chickens?
Chickens, too.
Hogs? Beef?
Well, we didn't have too much beef to kill. We didn't buy beef.
Mm-hmm. Where would you buy beef or maybe coffee or things like that?
Out here in Central.
At... The Morgan store?
Yeah, Morgan store and Kelly. Kelly used to have a meat market, buying meat there.
Buy on cash or credit?
Sometimes cash and sometimes credit.
It's amazing in a sense that long before MasterCard, there were so many places you could buy on credit.
Oh, yeah.
You talked about your sisters going away to school. Where did they do that?
India went to Tuskegee.
Mm-hmm.
But she finished from there.
Mm-hmm.
In theater, she went to Morris College.
What about when they were younger? Did you go to school in Central or?
Well, they went to Pendleton.
Mm-hmm.
When India was growing up, they only had a grammar school out here, but they had a high school in Pendleton.
But did she go, or all of you go to the grammar school in Central first?
Yeah.
So did all three of you finish the grammar school?
Yeah.
How long during the year would you go to school?
It wasn't, maybe 6 or 7 months. Mm-hmm. There wasn't no 9 month school then. Not for us.
What do you mean for us?
No, the white school now may go 9 months, but the color school didn't.
Why the difference?
Well, people was on these farms, and they need the help to gather the crop, and so the school just opened up later.
Mm-hmm. Well, what months during the year would you be in school?
Oh, maybe from November up until maybe around May. Mm-hmm.
Would you go back at all anytime during the summer?
Well, some of the school had summer school, but they didn't have it out here.
How many grades did you have?
Well, first through the seventh.
And was it right in the town of Central?
Yeah.
Can you tell me about where it was located?
Well, if you go through Central, you can see that old school there. Are you familiar with Central?
Some. Is it on the main street?
On the main street, you go through Central. Just you go out of Central, there's a Gulf station there, and the school is right on the right.
Where's that in relation to that big cemetery?
It's just above there.
Just beyond that?
No, but coming back this way in Central.
Nearer into town.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're heading from Central toward Clemson, on which side of the road is it?
On the right-hand side.
On the right-hand, so it's still there.
It's still there.
There's a old picture of it also in the Pickens County Library, so they got all sorts of things. How long during the day did you go to school?
9 to 3.
9 to 3, fair size day. Take your lunch with you?
Yeah.
And that must have been, I assume you walked?
Yeah.
And that must have been, what, about an hour's walk nearly from your house?
Approximately. Mm-hmm. Time we play and get there.
You didn't rush to get there.
Rush.
What about school books? Did you have to buy those?
Oh, yeah, we had to buy them.
Where could you get those?
Oh, it used to be a drugstore out there. We could buy books from a drugstore.
Imagine your folks were paying for them. Did they seem at the time like the books were expensive?
Well, I imagine so, because then you didn't make that much cash money. Mm-hmm. And the books wasn't that high either, but you didn't have that too much money.
But they were cash.
Mm-hmm. But what you used to kind of get a break in, you know, the children sell their books. I finished this class, mm-hmm. and they sell their books to the next class, mm-hmm. you know, the members of the next class.
From student to student.
From student to student. So in that way, you can get them cheaper.
Right. Do you remember if they changed the books very often, so that was a problem?
I don't think so.
Right now, in universities particularly, publishers change the text every 2 or 3 years.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Students have a harder time with that. Do you remember any of your teachers?
Ella Williams, Professor Robinson, Conyers Williams, Rebecca Thompson. That's all I can remember.
Was this a 1 or 2 room schoolhouse, or?
Two rooms.
So in one room you had one teacher and?
Another room had another teacher.
And about how many grades in?
I think the first through the fourth and then fourth through the seventh. But sometime you didn't have too many in that upper class.
Mm-hmm.
The fourth, fifth, and sixth grade, they may be quite large. But the seventh grade, they usually start to dropping out when you get to seventh grade.
Who was likely to drop out earlier, boys or girls?
Boys.
To work on the farms?
That's right.
Probably made a little bit more boring for the girls that stayed behind, too. But you and your sisters all got through the seventh.
Oh, yeah.
About how many people were in the school altogether?
Oh, I am not sure. That'd be hard to see.
Do you remember if anybody used to take pictures of the school or of the classes?
They have, but I've been trying to find some of the old class pictures, but I can't find them.
Well, if you do, sure let us know. There are a few from Pendleton and a few from Seneca.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any idea where these teachers you were talking about got their training and how much they had studied?
No, I don't.
Rebecca Thompson I have seen in the Benedict College catalog, so
yeah,
I know she went down there.
Yeah, she's from
Pendleton. Uh-huh. You, and I think Conyers Williams was from Pendleton, too,
no,
right?
She's from Seneca.
Seneca. You mentioned Professor, was it Robertson?
Robinson.
Robinson?
Mm-hmm.
Why did you call him Professor and not
Well,
the
that's
women?
What we usually call him. That's all Professor Robinson.
Did he have more training, or was it just because he was a man?
I don't know. Because he's one of the first teachers I ever started going to. Uh-huh.
What about these women? Were they all single or married?
Some of them were, some of them wasn't.
Well, you said one was from Seneca, one from Pendleton.
Robinson, now I don't know where he was from.
Did they live in the community, or did they commute back and forth from their homes? Or?
Well, now Miss Thompson and Miss Conyers, they would drive.
Mm-hmm. So they had cars.
Mm-hmm. But Miss Ella Williams, she's from Seneca, but she stayed over here.
Boarding with somebody?
Yeah.
Or did she have her own house?
In Seneca?
Mm-hmm.
I think so. I think she had her own house.
Mm-hmm. So residences both places.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me then about your sister going on over to Pendleton. You said they had the high school over there.
Mm-hmm.
So how many grades did she take in Pendleton?
Well, I guess from the fifth to seventh, I didn't finish high school there, and then she left there and went to Tuskegee.
How did she manage to get Tuskegee? That's a good long way away.
I don't know.
Did people from Tuskegee come in this area and recruit? Or?
They could have.
Mm-hmm.
Because at the time, I wasn't even here then.
Mm-hmm. You were older?
Yeah, I'm the oldest one.
Mm-hmm. So that would have been probably in the mid-30s, perhaps, when she went to Tuskegee?
Oh, yeah. Maybe, that's right, by the mid-30s.
Mm-hmm. Imagine that was quite an experience for her, going all the way from here over there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what about the president of Tuskegee? Did you used to hear much about him around here?
I don't think who was the president then. I don't even remember.
George Washington Carver?
Well,
I don't know if he was still
there. He was there at the time, but he wasn't the president.
Mm-hmm. What about Carver himself? I guess he was the best known. Did you hear much about him around here?
Yeah, well, sometime we'd have something like Negro History Week, something like that. Mm-hmm. He'd always mention him, you know.
Would that be in the school where you'd have the Negro History Week?
Oh, yeah.
Did you have books about Negro history, or how did you go about studying it?
Well, we had books.
Of Negro history.
Mm-hmm.
Were they part of the regular school series?
No. They're just an extra study you do. About the only time you didn't want to read them, they'd give you a book, you know, to report on a certain place, you know. And that's what you do it.
The teacher would do that.
Uh-huh.
So the teachers owned these books themselves?
Yeah, they had them to sell.
And then they would pass them out among the kids.
Mm-hmm.
So you might report on somebody and your seatmate or whoever, somebody
else. Books you watching, George Washington Carver, or something like that.
Do you remember who all you talked about the most in the history weeks?
George Washington Carver, Booker T. Washington, Mary McLeod-Bethune. It is some more, but I can't think of it.
Did you go farther back to people like Sojourner Truth or Harriet Tubman?
Oh, yeah.
Frederick Douglass?
Mm-hmm. Paul Laurence Dunbar, all back then.
Did you read much of their poetry?
Yeah, I used to like Paul Laurence Dunbar's poetry. It's hard to understand it, though.
Well, some of them were. Did any of these people seem particularly like heroes to you?
Well, I guess in that day, they could have been. But I guess if it was this year, modern teaching all that now, they wouldn't.
But back then they did seem important.
More like back then they did.
Did any of those people ever show up in the area so you got a chance to meet or hear any of them?
Not as I know of.
You don't recall then any of the outstanding people?
No, not visiting in this area.
Visiting in the area. With the Negro History Week, would you have that just a part of each day, or was it the whole day given over to the house?
No, it's just part of the day. In other words, they brought up in one class period. You may have one report today and maybe next tomorrow, somebody else report on something else. But you're doing the same class period, history class.
Would that also involve any black musicians, any study of their work?
No, we didn't have musicians involved in it.
What did you have in the schoolhouse? I presume the restrooms were outside.
Mm-hmm.
Was there any type of library of any kind?
Well, they may have a few books in there, but wasn't that many.
Mm-hmm. Maps?
Oh, yeah, you had maps. Mm-hmm.
Plenty of mm-hmm. globes, things like that.
Oh, yeah.
Any chemistry sets, or I guess that was probably up in high school, wasn't it?
No, we had food. We never did food chemistry. Mm-hmm. I mean, not for us taking the experiments and all that. Mm-hmm. We never do that. But we had a maybe study science, something like that, but for the experiment part of it, we didn't do it.
You said you had trouble with the portrait. What did you like best when you were in school?
Oh, I don't remember now.
And you stopped out after the seventh grade?
No, I went to high school and 2 years of junior college.
And where'd you do your high school?
At Trenton, down at Betty's Junior College, down in Trenton, South Carolina. That's down near Aiken. Mm-hmm.
You board down there?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you were there how many years? Three or four?
About 3 years, because I taken a part of my high school studies in Quentin, Virginia.
Mm-hmm. How'd you wind up there?
I have a cousin up there. Mm-hmm. He's a Watkins, George Watkins. Mm-hmm. He's the principal of school there. And when I finished, he asked me to come up there. You know, I go to school up there and him go to school there.
So he was from this area, too.
Mm-hmm.
Were there many other kids from this area at the school at Trenton?
No.
You're about the only one?
Not the only one.
Again, how'd you wind up in there? There were other places nearer, weren't there?
Yeah, but it was a school. It wasn't too expensive.
Mm-hmm. Did the school require chores of the students?
Oh, yeah. Everybody had a little work to do. Mm-hmm. I guess that's what you got to break in, you know, what you paid. Mm-hmm.
But you'd have to work probably a few hours a week?
Oh, yeah, something like that.
What types of things did you have to do as chores at the school?
Maybe police in the yard. Maybe help in the dining room sometime. That's about it.
I know the cadets over at Clemson and the students down at Benedict all had to do chores too.
So it's
been fairly typical. So come back to your life at the house. Oh, I'm sorry. You said junior college. Mm-hmm. Where'd you do that?
Down in Trenton, South Carolina.
So the school had both high school and junior college?
Yeah.
Who sponsored that school? Was it a religious school or?
No. It was a school partly sponsored by public donations and the state. The state didn't pay all of it.
Mm-hmm. So other people helped kick in and support
mm-hmm.
it. Where is that town located? I'm not familiar with that.
It's near Aiken.
Down in that area.
Edgefield, down in there.
Mm-hmm. About what size school was it?
What's your question?
About how many students were there at the school?
Oh, I say about 400, something like that.
And that included the junior college and the high school students.
Mm-hmm.
Did they have a normal school also? The grammar school?
Yeah, but it was a grammar school there, but it was the high school and college was in Aiken County.
Mm-hmm.
Grammar school was in Edgefield County, but they're right there together.
Mm-hmm. Just right on the county line.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Did you live right on the campus?
Yeah.
In dormitory style, I assume, mm-hmm. and all that. Remember any of your teachers down there?
Miss Collins, Mr. Ruger, Mr. Blassingay. Miss Simpson, Mr. Bowman, That's about all I can remember. Remember the faces, but I can't call their names.
Do you have any idea where all these people had studied?
Oh, no. Because that was back in 39.
There were different times and different places some black newspapers in the state. Did you ever read any of those around here when you were growing up?
Not any state papers. I think we used to get the Pittsburgh Courier, mm-hmm. and maybe the Chicago Defender, mm-hmm. but not no local papers around here.
How'd you happen to wind up on the Pittsburgh and the Chicago papers?
Well, you could take a subscription for them. They come through mail.
Uh-huh. Weekly papers?
Yeah.
Did they give you much insight what was going on in the wider world beyond Central?
No.
No. You didn't get much out of it?
Didn't get much from Central. There wasn't no Central news in it.
No, I mean, but you learned more about what was going on elsewhere in the country.
Oh, yeah.
Was it your parents, I assume, who decided to subscribe to the papers?
Oh, yeah.
So they kept up pretty mm-hmm. well. Had, and when you got down to Trenton, did they have any other black papers from elsewhere in South Carolina?
I don't remember any.
There were some out of Columbia, some out of Charleston at different times. Mm-hmm. And some other cities.
I don't remember any.
Did they have papers like the Defender in their library?
I don't think so.
And did they do as much with black history as you did here in the grammar school?
Well, they did more.
Whole courses or just parts of courses?
Well, they may use a whole class period just discussing black history.
Do you ever have any speakers come into the college that particularly impressed you?
Oh, yeah. They had different speakers come in, but I don't remember their name by name.
Were they clergy?
Most of them.
Mostly men?
Mm-hmm.
All men?
Most of them.
Mostly from the general area?
Yeah, from the general area.
Again, you didn't have anybody from like Booker T. Washington or Carver or the others ever come through. But you said that your parents had the newspapers here. Had they both been to school too? Had your parents both been to school as well?
No more than say grammar school.
Would they have done that here at Central?
Well, the school they had, they did it. They went around here in this area. Mm-hmm.
Would it have been the same school building?
No, it's not the same school, no.
Well, would it have been in town or somewhere near
no,
this
country.
Way? So do you think they both had probably about 6 or 7 grades?
Something like that.
And they both were fairly good at reading and writing?
Mm-hmm.
You had the newspapers. Did you have any books in the house that they particularly liked?
Well, we have a lot of books in the house, but
back then?
Yeah, because my mother used to work over here at Western College. Mm-hmm. They had a lot of books they would give her. We have more books in there now. Mm-hmm. And a lot of them came over there to college.
Would they be history books, fiction?
Oh, yeah, all that.
What did she do at Wesleyan?
Well, she used to watch and eye for the boys and girls over there.
Would she do all that on the campus?
No, they bring clothes over here.
So she'd go over, fetch them, and spend most of her time working then here at the house?
Working at the house.
Well, she must have been pretty busy between that, working out in the field and supervising your sisters.
But she would get that out the way first, and maybe later on in the week when she was through with that, then she'd do something in the field.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe she'd wash during the morning, something like that, and maybe during the afternoon she may go to the field and do something.
Where actually would she do the washing?
We had a spring down here at the time,
mm-hmm.
and she'd be washing down there.
Sounds like hard work.
Oh, it was then.
What about clothes? Did you buy those, or did your mother and sisters make them, or?
Well, most of our clothes we bought them, and some. Well, as a family, you had hand-me-downs, they could say.
Well, with three of you, there couldn't have been too many hand-me-downs.
Something like my sister's clothes. She'd make a lot of clothes. When we were small, we used to make clothes then. Mm-hmm. But after we got large, we started buying them.
Where'd you go for those?
I hit Marvin's store, either Solids and Liberty.
Mm-hmm. And that would have been, what, about 10, 12 miles away?
Well, Solids about 7 miles from here.
You talked about teachers having cars, when did your family first get a car?
They never owned a car.
Never had one. Your parents never drive.
They never owned a car.
So how'd you get over to Liberty?
We always get somebody to take us.
Somebody who had a car?
Somebody had a car.
That was fairly easy.
Oh, yeah. I don't know how they did it, but they did it. And you want to go with it. Most time when we go, though, would more like being the fall of the year or something, getting closed for school, something like that.
Sounds a little bit like my grandmother. She never had a car and never drove. But when anybody came by, she said, let me get my hat and I'll go with you.
Ready to go. That's my mother.
Fairly easy. Tell us some, if you will, about your mother's family, the Jamesons. Were they from around here?
Yeah, they're from around this area.
Farmers also?
All they was farmers.
Well, let me change the side of the tape and then get you to say a little bit more about your grandfolks.